Hi there. The word for you today is seize the present. In Jonah 3 verse 1 we read, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time." You know, we spend far too much of our lives in the junkyard of regret. We focus on what might have been, could have been, and should have been. Maybe we think that by replaying it enough, we can maybe change the outcome, but we can't. The only thing you can control is what you do with the present. The more you replay yesterday, the further you get from today's opportunities. And the further you get from today's opportunities, the tougher the road back becomes. Opportunities never look as good coming as they do going. Huh. And they wait for no one. So you need to be attentive and grab them while you can. And they come in many forms. And they can come from any direction. But I'll tell you this one thing certain, they can be seen and seized only in the present. Look, whatever happened in your life has happened. And since you can't undo it, no matter how hard you try, wipe the slate clean and go on to what's next. Let's be honest, we all make mistakes. Some of us, well, our mistakes are just better known and more public, but we all make mistakes, right? Please listen to this. Jonah's mistake caused a storm that threatened the lives of everybody on that ship and actually ended up taking Jonah all the way to the bottom. But that's not the end of his story. Let me read it to you. Jonah chapter 2. "From inside the fish Jonah prayed to God, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land." End of story? No. Then the word of the Lord, wow, came to Jonah a second time. Are you getting this? He's the God of second chances. And if you blow a second chance, a third, fourth, and fifth ones too. For the Bible says in Lamentations 3:20, "His mercies are new every morning." So today is a gift. That's why it's called, quote, the present. So repent if you have to of the past. Seize the present and start living again.